USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake. End quote. USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Some critics are calling the idea of stacking the court a slippery slope that would hurt the nation as a whole. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation last week proposing an expansion of the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said that she has no intention of bringing the bill to the House floor. Some Republicans have criticized the move, accusing Democrats of politicizing the court. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tells Fox News that the bill would permanently destroy the independent judiciary.
We need an independent judiciary. The Founding Fathers said, and set it up that way, they said why it was so important. You can't have politics governing this. Imagine the chaos that would ensue if these profound constitutional questions are change with every election cycle. That's what would happen. Each successive president would then add justices according to their own party, and it would go on ad infinitum. We cannot do this.
India's capital region of Delhi ordered a six-day lockdown on Monday as daily COVID-19 cases nationwide hit a new record high. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson canceled a planned trip to India next week due to the news. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Since the president announced the September withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, there's been a debate whether this is a smart move or not. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11, and we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11, and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed by special forces in Pakistan 10 years ago under President Obama. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University using the Hubble Space Telescope have spotted a rare double quasar in the distant universe, implying a catastrophic galactic collision 10 billion years ago. Quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.